Ever wish you could like reach out and actually touch Second Life or OpenSim? Like actually be E there. Well, today's deep dive, we are all about blurring those lines with the Firestorm VR mod.
All right.
So we're talking strapping on a headset.
Wow.
And stepping right into those virtual worlds.
It's certainly captured a lot of imaginations lately. The potential to experience these platforms in a whole new dimension.
Absolutely. And we're going beyond the hype today.
Okay.
We're digging into what you need to know.
Okay.
Before taking that VR plunge yourself.
Right.
We've got excerpts from the mods project page.
Okay.
A blog post by the awesome AI Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Even a peek at the code on GitHub.
A multifaceted approach for a multifaceted topic. So first things first, let's head over to P373R's project's website.
Okay.
This is like the source code, the original blueprint.
And it's worth mentioning for those who are maybe new to modding that this isn't a separate program.
Okay.
It's not like you download this thing and then suddenly you're in VR.
Right.
Think of it more like imagine adding 3D capabilities to your regular TV.
Uh-huh.
You're enhancing the existing experience. You're not replacing the whole TV.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Okay.
And speaking of enhancements, I noticed something interesting on the project page.
Okay.
While P373R created the mod someone called Humbletum.
Yes.
Actually ported it to the latest Firestorm version.
Ah, yes. Humbletum's contribution is key here.
Okay.
This highlights the collaborative
spirit
of open source projects and ensures that the mod stays compatible.
Right.
Especially in the ever-evolving landscape of software development.
Because who wants to wrestle with outdated software?
Exactly.
Not me. Now we'll circle back to Humbletum's version and why it's a bit of a game changer.
Okay.
But first,
let's shift gears to A. Austin's blog post.
Yes.
This is a treasure trove of practical advice.
It's like the user manual we all wish came with new tech.
Yes.
But way more fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so the big takeaway here is that this mod works through Steam VR.
Exact. Think of Steam VR as that crucial go-between.
Okay.
It translates actions between Firestorm and your VR headset.
Gotcha.
It's what makes the magic happen.
Gotcha. But, and AI makes this very clear,
we're
still in experimental territory here.
Sure.
Performance can vary.
Of course.
There might be hiccups along the way.
Yeah. It's important to remember that
unlike
traditional gaming, VR demands a consistently high frame rate
for
a comfortable experience.
Oh,
we're talking 90 frames per second or more.
Wow.
Anything less and you risk motion sickness.
Definitely not the goal.
Speaking of navigating this new world, AI also walks us through the key controls.
Oh, good.
Creole Tab to activate the Steam VR driver.
Okay.
Good old Tab to toggle VR mode.
Mm-hmm.
F5 for settings.
Each keystroke, a step deeper into the rabbit hole.
Right.
And what's great is that she goes beyond just the basics.
Okay.
This blog dives into troubleshooting black screens, performance tweaks, you name it.
Super helpful. Okay, last but not least, let's talk GitHub.
Okay.
Now, this part might sound a little intimidating, but I promise it's cool. Right. Imagine peeking behind the scenes at how this VR mod comes together.
Okay.
GitHub is where the developers collaborate.
Right.
And this specific repository, Humbletum Firestorm GAW, showcases the fusion of the Firestorm code base with the VR mod.
It's all happening right there.
And right there at the top, it says, very experimental performance varies.
It's good to set realistic expectations.
Yes.
Especially with cutting edge technology.
Totally. And we're back. Okay, so before the break, we were really getting into the nitty gritty of this Firestorm VR mod.
Yeah.
We've got a taste of its origins, the tech behind it.
Right.
Even a glimpse of the code itself.
A little bit.
Feeling like VR pros yet.
We're getting there.
Right.
I think one step at a time, though.
Okay.
Sometimes it's good to just like step back.
Yeah.
And make sure we're absorbing all this.
Totally.
Like really amazing information.
Yeah. So let's rewind a little bit.
Okay.
And connect these dots.
Okay.
We learned that this mod isn't a standalone program.
Yeah.
It's like giving your Firestorm viewer an upgrade.
Yeah.
With some super-powered 3D glasses.
And just like with any powerful tool,
understanding
its nuances is key.
Okay.
Remember that warning that we saw in the GitHub repository?
Yeah.
Very experimental performance varies.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't just like your average software update where it's like, oh, I'm just going to click this button and it'll download and everything will be fine.
Exactly.
This is like diving into
the
cutting edge of VR tech.
Which is both exciting and honestly a little intimidating.
Sure. Yeah, like it's good to be aware of that.
Yeah.
But that's where AI Austin's blog becomes essential reading here.
Yes.
Because not only does she break down how Steam VR bridges that gap between our computers and our headsets.
Yeah, she does a great job at that.
But she also emphasizes the importance of a smooth frame rate in VR.
Yes.
Especially in a world as immersive as Second Life or OpenSim.
And this is something that people don't always realize when they first get into VR.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, wow, this is amazing.
Right.
And then they get sick.
Yes.
You know?
It's so true.
So we're talking like a minimum of 90 frames per second.
Wow.
Or anything less than that, and you're really risking a less than ideal experience, shall we say.
Yeah, no one wants to end up feeling queasy.
No.
It's like that time I rode a roller coaster after eating a giant pretzel. Not my finest moment.
I can imagine.
And this is why understanding frame rate is so crucial.
It's huge.
In VR, because it really does directly impact
our
comfort and ability to enjoy the experience.
Exactly.
Which reminds me, AI's blog actually goes really in depth on troubleshooting.
Oh, yeah.
Black screens, choppy visuals. Mm-hmm. She's got you covered.
She really does.
She even gives specific recommendations for different graphic settings that you can adjust.
Oh, that's very useful.
Right.
Yeah, because sometimes it's just like one little setting that can make all the difference.
Exactly. And it's so hard to find that information sometimes.
It really is.
And she just lays it all out there.
That's great.
Okay, so we've talked about AI's blog. We've talked about the GitHub.
Yeah.
We talked about the project page. Right.
I think it's time we loop back to Humble Tim's version.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned it earlier.
Yes, I did.
What makes this so special?
I'm curious.
Why is Humble Tim's version the one to look out for?
Right, because it's not just about keeping the mod compatible, right?
Right.
It's about, like you said, making the entire experience smoother.
Yeah.
Like we were saying with the frame rate and all
this.
Humble Tim streamlined that installation process.
Okay.
Made it way more accessible for those of us who don't speak fluent GitHub.
Like myself.
Right, exactly. Welcome back, everyone. All right, so are we ready to, like, unlock the secrets?
Let's do it.
To a truly mind-blowing VR experience in Second Life or OpenSim?
I think we've saved the best for last.
Oh, okay.
With this one.
All right, hit me.
Because we're talking about those little-known tips and tricks.
Yes.
They can really make all the difference.
Okay, so let's talk about performance for a second, because we know frame rate is key, right?
Huge.
How do we actually boost those frames, though?
Okay.
How do we avoid, like, the dreaded VR slideshow?
Okay, well, P373R, the mod's creator, actually has kind of a surprising suggestion when it comes to this.
Okay.
He recommends disabling vSync in your graphics settings.
VSync? That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
Remind me what that does again.
Okay, so vSync basically synchronizes your frame rate.
Okay.
To your monitor's refresh rate.
Okay.
Now, this is great for preventing screen tearing in regular games.
Mm-hmm.
But in VR, it can actually limit your performance.
Ah, I see. So it's like trying to run a marathon with a speed limit.
Exactly.
Set for casual walking.
Yes. You got it.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
It's always those like hidden settings that can have the biggest impact.
Absolutely.
Now, AI Austin has some really good advice about anti-aliasing, too.
Yes, she did.
She was all about FXAA for Second Life specifically.
Yes, and anti-aliasing, for those who don't know.
Yeah, what is that?
That's what smooths out those jagged edges you sometimes see
on
objects in virtual worlds. Yeah. And FXAA just happens to play particularly well with Second Life's graphics engine.
Yeah, because those jagged edges are like the virtual equivalent of stepping on a Lego.
Ouch, yeah.
Like, not a deal breaker.
Not going to ruin your day.
But definitely immersion breaking.
Right, exactly. And in VR especially,
yeah.
Where you were going for that sense of presence.
Right.
Like, you were really, those little details really matter.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
Speaking details, there were also those texture shift and texture zoom options in the VR settings.
Those always throw people off.
Those seem a little cryptic even to me.
Yeah, they sound very technical.
What is the deal with those?
So those are all about achieving optimal sharpness and depth perception in VR, which can be surprisingly tricky.
Tricky, how so?
Well, everyone's eyes are different, right?
Yeah.
And their spacing.
Okay.
Something called interpupillary distance, or IPD,
IPD,
plays a crucial role in how we perceive depth.
Right. It's like those old school Viewmasters, you know?
Exactly.
Where they had that little lever to adjust
yes.
for, like, different eye distances.
Precisely. And these settings texture shift, texture zoom,
right,
along with that IPD adjustment,
yeah,
allow you to fine tune the VR experience.
Oh, wow.
To match your own vision.
That's amazing. So you're basically giving your virtual eyes a personalized prescription.
Exactly. It's all about tailoring that experience.
I love it. And you know what's really struck me?
What's that?
Throughout this whole deep dive.
Yeah.
Is how much passion clearly went into creating this mod.
Oh, absolutely.
And documenting it.
Yeah.
So thoroughly.
Both P3723R and AI Austin.
Yeah.
Clearly committed to making this technology,
yes,
accessible and enjoyable for everyone.
Which is really cool to see. So to anyone listening out there,
yes,
who's feeling even a little bit curious,
yeah,
about VR, I say take the plunge.
I second that.
This mod is free. It's more accessible than ever.
It is.
Thanks to Humbleton's contributions.
Yeah, he's great.
And offers, I think, a really cool glimpse.
I think so, too.
Into the future of virtual world experiences.
For sure.
So,
yeah,
just remember to approach it with a spirit of exploration.
Yes.
A healthy dose of patience.
Have patience, especially in those early stages. Like getting everything set up.
Yes.
It can be a little,
yeah,
touch and go.
For sure.
Yeah.
But so rewarding once you get there.
Absolutely.
So until next time, happy exploring.
Happy exploring, everyone.
And we'll catch you in the metaverse.